In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, we all know how popular pictures of Jesus the Good Shepherd are. In some of these images, we see Jesus holding a sheep over his shoulders, holding the two front legs of the sheep in his right hand and the two rear legs in his left hand. This image, or those similar to it, appeals to us because of the tenderness of Jesus, because of his care for the sheep and for his compassion. When we see this image, our minds naturally begin to wonder and we realize its personal meaning for us. We are that lamb, we are that sheep who is being carried by Jesus on his shoulders. Such an image is consoling us. Such an image is reassuring us. Jesus is our support on our journey through life. Jesus cannot abandon us. When crosses and problems come our way, or some personal disasters occur, this image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, reassures us that we are not abandoned, that Jesus is supporting and holding us up. This is portrayed very beautifully in the very famous Footprints poem, which concludes in this way. I have noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there has only been one set of footprints in the sand. Why, when I needed you most, Jesus, have you not been there for me? Jesus replied, "The years when you have seen only one set of footprints, my child, is when I carried you." Jesus proclaims in the Gospel today that he is a good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. A hireling, Jesus says, has no concern for his sheep and abandons them even to the wolves. But Jesus lays down his life for his sheep. So Jesus laid down his life for them by teaching them the true way of living. Jesus carried the sick on his shoulder. Jesus carried those burdened by a huge number of laws interpreting the Torah by the Pharisees. Very strict with people, but very lax with themselves. So, at the beginning of his ministry in Nazareth, Jesus proclaimed a jubilee. That means a year acceptable to the Lord. Since the beautiful prophecy of Ezekiel was fulfilled in Jesus, just a reminder of this prophecy, "As I live, say the Lord God, because my sheep have been given over to pillage, and because my sheep have become food for every wild beast, for lack of a shepherd, because my shepherds did not look after my sheep, but pastured themselves and did not pasture my sheep, I myself will look after and tend my sheep." Dear faithful, in our time, people are also given over to pillage and are food for every wild beast because they are being exploited by the materialistic culture of the West. And we have forgotten that Jesus is a good shepherd. We need to be reminded again and again that we are spiritual beings with an eternal destiny, with an eternal future. Our life on earth has a goal to know, to love, and serve God. Our life on earth is to prepare our eternal life. Beloved, says St. John, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We also need to be reminded, as St. Peter reminded his listeners, that it is only in Jesus' name we are saved. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, carrying us on his shoulders, he is symbolized in a beautiful way, by the liturgy of the church, by the pallium, P-A-L-L-I-U-M, which Pope, most of the cardinals, archbishops, most of the time, wear over their shoulders while celebrating Mass. The pallium is like a white woolen band with pendants in front and in the back. The pallium is made from lamb's wool. In the day after Easter, during the Mass for the inauguration of his pontificate on April 2005, Benedict XVI explained the significance of the pallium beautifully in this way. The lamb's wool is meant to represent the lost, the sick, or weak sheep, which the shepherd places on his shoulders and carries to the waters of life. The human race, every one of us, is a sheep lost in the desert, which no longer knows the way. The Son of God, Jesus, will not let this happen. He cannot abandon humanity in so wretched a condition. He leaps to his feet and abandons the glory of heaven in order to go in search of the sheep and pursue it all the way of the cross. He takes it upon his shoulders and carries our humanity. He carries us all. He is a good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. What the pallium indicates first and foremost is that we are all carried by Christ, but at the same time, it invites us to carry one another. Hence, the pallium becomes a symbol of the shepherd's mission. As Benedict XVI said, the pallium is an invitation to carry one another. We are all to be shepherds to each other. We are all to carry each other on our shoulders. But all of those preparing to become priests, are preparing to share in a special way in the mission of the Good Shepherd to carry the members, the weak, the strong, of the flock on their shoulders. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is their model. Since Jesus is a Good Shepherd and not a hireling, he does not run away when the wolf comes. Or we might say, when the wolves come. Instead, he lays down his life for his sheep. Instead, the hireling runs away when the wolves come. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, shepherd to the point of giving his life for his sheep, dying on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. The Good Shepherd became the Lamb of God. The Good Shepherd became the Lamb of God. Those we know and there are a few in our congregation discerning for vocation. So those we know who are preparing to become priests are laying, will lay their lives for their future flocks. The Good Shepherd loves them, and their love for the Good Shepherd drives them to lay down their life to bring others to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. True love is not just emotional, but makes sacrifices for the sake of the beloved. Those who are married, they know that is not a specificity of the religious life. True love is not just emotional, but makes sacrifice for the sake of the beloved. Many times in their future ministry, they will sacrifice themselves for the sake of carrying their flock on their shoulder. But also, they know that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, will not be outdone in generosity to them. So today, let us pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life. There is no Catholic Church without priests. There is no Catholic Church without vocations, because there is no Catholic Church without the sacrifice of the Mass. Church without priests is a dream for old boomers. This is not just possible. So don't be afraid. Don't lose heart when you can hear stupid stuff about the future of the church. The church might be more short, the faith can continue to decline, but God will always send the priests and the religious vocations we need. Let the dead bury their dead. We are part of the Catholic Church, and the church, the gates of hell, won't prevail. So let us pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious vocations, that many will be inspired to show true love to the point of sacrificing many other legitimate, attractive options to become priests of Jesus, to become religious sisters of Jesus, to follow him in religious life. In our time, as in Ezekiel's people are given over to pillage and are food for every wild beast, at the time, as in the times of Jesus, people are betrayed by those supposed to honor and to serve God first. Everything will pass, just Jesus will remain. Don't lose heart. May Jesus, the good shepherd, raise up many shepherds, many holy shepherds, after his own heart, to lay down their lives and carry his sheep on their shoulders. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.